102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah, I love. Those magic words are said to me as John McGuire from Visit Lake County walks in and he's like, no Leah today? And I said, no, she's out ill. And he said, more beer for you. Not even like, oh, she could be all right. He asked me later if she's all right, what's going on with her. It's just everybody in our house is throwing up. So I just like that the first thing out of your mouth is more beer for you. And I'm all about that. So welcome, John.
Good morning. Happy holidays to everybody.
As to you. So there's a lot of stuff. This is kind of cool. You were telling me a little bit off the air that there's some activities going on and it's all around Christmas movies.
Yeah, we were starting to look through our calendar of items we could talk about. And, you know, kids are off school and people are taking long breaks. And what do you have to do? Our visitlakecounty.org website lists a ton of stuff, whether it's New Year's events and family festivals. There's Santa's still hanging around. There's a lot of appearances to do.
Dude just won't go away this time of year. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But as we went through the list, it occurred to us that there's a whole bunch of things that are based on movies going on here in Lake County.
Okay.
So right now, this is a little bit of a stretch. Over in Waukegan, the Three Brothers Theater is doing a production called Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Okay.
And it's based on a movie from 1964 that's widely recognized as one of the worst movies of all time. So they've turned it into a music. It's a comedy musical.
Sure.
Live action. Some people may know David Motley from the village from City of Waukegan.
Yeah.
He's part of the cast.
Okay.
So if you want to come and check him out, but it's really quirky and fun and unusual and gets a chance to go over to Waukegan and check out the Three Brothers Theater.
That's awesome that a movie which was one of the worst of all times that they've rejuvenated it and bring it back and make it something funny.
Let's have some fun with
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Actually I visited this location last weekend, their Improv Playhouse over in Libertyville. They do a reenactment of the radio play of It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, cool.
So the actors are standing there, you know, they do the sound effects in the background and they stand up and a lot of the players play multiple characters and it's really up close personal theater.
Sure.
David Stewart, the owner over at Improv Theater, he plays the Jimmy Stewart, George Bailey character.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he's got him down. He's got him down great. I mean, it's so much fun to listen to because everyone who knows the movie well, you know, can recite every line.
Oh, sure.
And it goes really well.
Sure.
So that's, and these are really inexpensive community-based kind of events. So it's neat. Same thing over in Mundelein. They're doing a live radio version of A Christmas Carol. They have an arts commission. They're doing it at Village Hall. And both It's a Wonderful Life and Christmas Carol go through this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you can get online. There's still tickets available. So
do you know Christmas Carol is like 180 years old?
Yeah.
Some of the 1840s.
Charles Dickens.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yesterday, we do a segment called Act Your Age, where Leah's got to pick it out. And it's from this time. I think it was December 17th of like 1845 is when it came out originally.
Yeah.
And Leah had no idea. She's like, well, I've heard of Ebenezer Scrooge, but she didn't know the God Bless Us Everyone from Tiny Tim. And, and then Tim Vandertook's, you know, going, you know, Ghost of Christmas Past, Present, and Future. You don't know any of that? And she's like, how do you not know a Christmas Carol?
Christmas 101.
Right. So,
and there's probably been 50 movie versions of that, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
that's what we said. Like, it's been done, like, Bill Murray did one, you know? There's been, I think Scrooge McDuck did one, you know?
Yep. So for sure. So another kind of a fun thing on the side, the Volo Auto Museum. They've got all their displays going on. They got the dinosaur display and all the strange cars.
Sure.
From throughout, they've got carousels and kids stuff and military things. But for the holidays, they're doing a tribute display to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Awesome.
So they got a movie from the car. They've got photo ops. And then also something from, what was the other movie? The Animal House. They've got the Corvette from Animal House.
Okay.
So it's kind of a little National Lampoon area where you can go.
That's cool.
You know, the kids will recognize some of it. The adults will like others. But that's, if you're looking for something to do with the family on during Christmas break, that's a whole day.
Yeah.
And you can go kill a lot of time there with the kids there for not very expensive.
Even a grown adult, I love. I mean, there's a few Christmas movies I won't miss every year, and that's one of them, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So to see some of that stuff from the movie, awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Live and in person. And then this is kind of a neat activation. Hawthorne Mall this year, where every mall has their little Santa area where you take photos and get in line and take pictures. the Hawthorne Mall set up an area. It's all branded for the movie A Christmas Story.
Oh, cool.
So the scenes where they're all waiting in line to go see Santa.
Yep.
And the slide when you're done. Yep. They actually have the slide when you go down.
Oh, that's cool.
They have a set where they have the living room of the house.
With the leg lamp and everything.
With the leg lamp and the kitchen. And it's like a 3D thing. You can go and take pictures and see Santa.
That's
and
very cool.
You can reenact the scene if you want to.
Oh, that's very cool. He pushes you down with his foot.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sure.
So it's a photo op and it's a family thing you can do all the way along. So
that's very cool.
All the way through Christmas.
That's very cool.
So,
you said, a lot of cool things you could do with your family if they're on break right now.
Yeah. And then one other thing, and we've got some tickets for this too, is over in Lake Forest, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, is a family show as well, a musical that's going through next week as well. So we've got a couple tickets for that we'll give away in a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll do that. Plus, you said we have Christmas beers, right?
There we go.
There we go. And some food, too, right? Some candy. Some treats.
A little taste for you. Yep.
All right. That's coming up next, 102.3 XLC. All right, we're going to do some beer sampling. Plus, at the end, we've got some tickets for you to go to A Good Man, Charlie Brown here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. We have John McGuire from Visit Lake County in studio, and we have treats and Christmas beer treats.
Yeah, just a couple.
Just a couple things.
It's almost expected these days,
sure.
So I try not to show up empty-handed.
That's Leah. She pushes you on that. She's a pusher like that.
This is a product that is available year-round. Uniquely Sweet in Grays Lake.
It's okay.
A production facility where they do all kinds of confections, and they have a facility. They have a kitchen right next to Glunn's Winery on 120 in Grays Lake. So they do a lot of events there, and you can go in and actually do a class and make cakes and treats and all. But they're also own Something's Brewing locations in Grays Lake.
Okay.
Two of them. So you can buy all their stuff there.
Nice.
And this is some of their
Christmas toffee.
And we just had a tour group in, and they made us a whole bunch of it to pass out. And
that's really good.
The way to get someone's attention is through their stomach.
Absolutely.
You know? So
it's common that, unless you didn't know, after December 15th until January 1st, calories don't count.
That's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
That's really good.
So then...
Never make your own toffee, by the way?
No.
You're better off going
there and buying
it.
Rely on others, yes.
Yeah, because I tried to do it one time, and I don't think I've made such a mess in my kitchen ever in the history of my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a disaster.
How's it taste?
This is really good. Mine was not as good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then most of our breweries are doing, you know, fun creations for the holidays.
Sure.
They're different flavors and everything. So I grabbed a couple this week. We happened to be out on our rounds, you know, checking in on everybody.
Yep.
So I got some samples. So this one I have here is from Phase 3 Brewing, and it's called Warmest Wishes.
Warmest Wishes. And what is Warmest Wishes exactly?
Warmest Wishes is a Belgian style ale. It's got caramel malts, a little taste of pear, and it's a stout. So it's stout.
It's heavy.
It's a heavy beer.
It's heavy.
But it keeps you warm on a cold winter's day. And
that's really good. It's like a dessert in a cup.
Exactly.
It's really good.
Yeah, they have. Those heavy feels for this time of year.
Sure.
You know, makes you feel comfort. It's like comfort food.
And the label's amazing. Yeah. It looks just like a Christmas gift.
And it does. And Phase 3 has some of the coolest cans. Their production facility over in Lake Zurich is really neat. One of their owners is the artist. And she does amazing work with their cans.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah. So in another brewery, we actually went to Ravinia Brewing a couple weeks ago with our staff, our holiday outing.
Music?
No, Ravinia Brewing is in the Ravinia District, right near Ravinia Festival.
Okay, they do concerts and brew their own beer?
No, they're in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
It's called the Ravinia neighborhood in south end of Highland Park.
Okay.
So Ravinia Brewing's been around for a little while, and this is a beer that they've done. It's part of their Chicago holiday series, so they do several holiday beers. This one happens to be called Naughty List.
All right. That's my kind of beer right there. Now we're talking Naughty List. Again, cool label. Looks just like a gift.
Yeah, it does. And it's all limited supply, so you have to get out there and buy it. Most of these they're all available in a tap room. Some are available retail-wise, but check out online what you can get there. So this one has some It's an imperial cake stout. So it's got chocolate also, some cherry.
Yeah, again, that one's like a dessert to cup too. Yeah,
yeah, very nice. So,
really good.
And they come in the big cans. So some of these you don't need more than the nice can. And
right.
Then you can try the next one.
Right,
that's
exactly.
The idea is you keep going the steps.
Yeah, those are both really good.
Yes, very good. So, yeah, we encourage everyone. I was trying to get some Santa's Magic over here from Mickey Finn's. That's kind of like the tradition in Lake County to get your hands on some Santa's Magic. That's their holiday beer that they've been doing for years.
Tom across the hall probably drank it all.
I'm sure.
That's his joint, isn't it?
Widely publicized in the center of action for them there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's most of these tap rooms are cranking this time of year. It's the fourth quarter is holiday celebration for parties, for gifts. All these things come for retail, so it's an easy gift.
That's a really easy gift, and they're both really good, too.
Yes.
I'm not just saying that. Like, I know Leah's always like, that's so good, and I'm actually a fan, big fan of both of those. They're good.
Good.
Dessert wine, I almost said. Dessert beer.
Yes.
That's right up my alley, beer.
They'll take you through the winter and keep you warm.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, so we have these tickets for You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. You want to give the details on that again before?
Yeah, these are for a matinee on December 23rd. It's over in Lake Forest, and it's a community theater, but they do really fun family productions. So we'd like to give these away and expose some people to that theater and their troupe. They're real good partners of ours.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to go see You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown matinee on December 23rd, I got a pair of tickets for you. 847-336-1023. What do you think? Caller number what?
Six.
All right, let's go with caller number six. 847-336-1023. Good luck. Again, John McGuire, all those details on all this stuff at... I'm drooling because that beer was still in my mouth. At visitlakecounty.org, correct?
That's it.
All right, good to see you. We'll see you after the first of the year, I assume.
Happy New Year. Yes, we'll be back with Libation Trail Month for February.
For February, okay. Yep. All right, that's just still looking for caller number six. Good luck.